5.2.
What was the most difficult or challenging part of your experience?
Well, because you're put on the island with just the clothes on your back and a few basic tools, it means that anything you eat, you have to find, catch and kill if necessary. So for the first week, we didn't eat anything at all except a few coconuts. So I lost 4 kilos in just a week. After that, most of what we ate was yucca, which is a bit like a potato, grows in the ground. But you have to walk a lot to find it. And even then, it would only be the equivalent of having a small potato each every day. So we were still hungry. We were able to catch some fish, and then we did manage to kill a wild boar. And also, because of the lack of food, we became really weak. So it was hard even to go out for a stroll along the beach. That became really difficult. It was also difficult being dirty all the time because the water we had to wash in was the sea. So you're obviously salty and covered in sand and you never really feel clean. When it rained, which was all the time, the ground would become really muddy and everything would just get absolutely filthy. We had a couple of weeks where the weather was really bad. So we were completely soaked, really freezing cold, wet, miserable and hungry. And the other thing that was really difficult was the tension between the groups and also within our group. Because everyone was very stressed and hungry and tired, it didn't take much for arguments to occur. And there's nowhere to escape from on the desert island.
What were the highlights?
So at first, even just landing on the island was a highlight because we were so excited and we were meeting all these new people we'd never met before. And we were full of enthusiasm and energy and we just had lunch, so we weren't hungry. So when Bear Grylls picked us up on his boat and drove us around the island and then he stopped in the middle of the sea and threw us out of the boat and told us to swim to the island, which was so exciting. And the last week was also a real highlight for me because the two groups came together and we built a communal shelter in the middle of the beach for everyone to sleep in and to enjoy. And we had a really good time. The weather at this point had turned really good. So we had a sports day and we had a talent show and even a wedding. It was a really fun week. But I think probably leaving the island was the real highlight. Best day of my life, even. It was so brilliant to know that we'd survive for 35 days. And seeing Bear pull up on his boat to come and collect us was just an amazing feeling. I felt both really proud and super relieved.
Out of the 16 people that landed on the island, 13, including Ali, managed to last the whole 5 weeks. Two participants decided to leave before the end, and unfortunately, one had to go to hospital with an eye injury. By the last week, the participants had all realised that they were much more effective working together as one big team than trying to survive in separate groups. How much money they earned, or what their background was, turned out to be completely irrelevant. Both teams worked hard, kept their morale high, and survived.